What's your name?
My name is Alan Jones.
What year were you born?
Born 1925, the 26th day of May.
Where?
In Knoxville County. That's Mississippi.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What's Knoxville County? What's a bit one of the bigger cities in Knoxville County?
Biggest city would be the county seat. Our county seat would be Macon, Mississippi.
Okay.
That's our county seat.
Okay. Where'd you go to school?
Went to school at Hopewell Church. And a church that didn't go to a regular school. I went to school only 5 months.
5 months? So when you were 6 years old, you went to school for 5 months and then you were through?
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
For that year. We went back every year.
Oh, you? Oh, okay. You went 5 months out of the year.
We went to October, November. October. That's when we started. We went up to the 1st of March. 1st of March, we were out. We had to go to the farm.
Oh, okay. Did the whole school turn out?
The whole school.
Okay, so you didn't miss nothing?
No, whole school.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So this is a farming area that you were from?
Yeah,
farming. What did they farm mostly?
Cotton, corn, whatever, yeah.
Do you know the person who owned the property that y'all were going to every year? Was it like a...
We didn't share a crop. My dad already rented his land from different, you know, people in the area. First one was Jack Peterson, and the next one, when I could remember, was a place they called Mr. John Bell. No, Buck Bell. Buck Bell.
Yeah,
we worked on this place. I was 5 years old, and my dad moved to another place and rented some more land.
You didn't work when you were 5 years old, though, did you?
I've been working all my life. We always had a task to do.
Okay,
we had to get wood, wood in and stuff to make the fire and stuff like that.
Ever
since I was 5 years old, we had something to do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is your mom still with
us? No, my mother passed in 1972.
What was your mom's name?
Louvenia Bland. She married my father and she became a Jones.
What was your father's name?
Virgil Jones.
Did you know your grandmother on your mother's side?
Oh yes, I do.
My
mother was named Emma Brooks.
Your grandmother?
Yes, my grandmother.
Emma Brooks?
Mm-hmm.
And where was she from? Where's your mom from?
She was born and raised in Mississippi. My grandmother come from Atlanta, Georgia.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. How about your father? Where was he from?
He was from Mississippi. The place called Shotbag, Mississippi.
That's and where was your father's father from?
Where he was born and raised there in Mississippi, too. In the same place I just called Shotbag, Mississippi.
And what was his name?
My father's name.
No,
daddy was named Peter Jones.
Peter Jones, okay. What about your father's mother's name?
Well, I don't know my father's mother's name because my father's mother died when he was a little bitty infant. His daddy's brothers raised him.
Oh, okay.
His oldest brother raised him.
Okay. This is what I was trying to do was to find out, you know, how far back we can go because a lot of us can't go that far back, you know, in their lineage. So I was just trying to see.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. And you said you worked doing farm work until you were how old?
Oh, well, I did farm work till I was 20-some years old.
Mm-hmm. And is that when
I left and came to Birmingham.
Is that when you started working on the railroad?
No, I didn't start working on the railroad till I was 21 years old.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. What did you do before the railroad?
Well, I did other, you know, various jobs, beat, towed ice and different, you know, places like that. I worked at the slag company for a while and left that and went to construction, did other various jobs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like you're a well-skilled man there.
Oh, yeah.
What year did you start working on the railroad?
I started working on the railroad in 1946.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And where, did you have like one area that you worked in or did you work all over on the railroad?
We worked all over the territory, most of. First, we was on territorial system, and they took us off territorial system, and they combined all gangs together. We go wherever that we were sent out to go with the phone.
Oh, okay. All right. What was your job most when you started working on there? I know they said they had gangs, they had firemen.
Now, see, other words, I was a track laborer. I worked on the track, repairing track. Thing that you see me doing today, I did that.
Did you ever, were you ever a caller?
No, not unless it become necessary.
Now I forgot to ask the other guys, at least one of the other ones I did ask, how long has this group been together?
Well, I couldn't say how long they had been together, but I know how long.
You've been with them for 3 years.
For 3 years now.
Have you enjoyed it?
I enjoyed every moment since I've been with them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Who was, like, during your actual work on the railroad, dude, who was, like, really bad, something really bad that you, a bad experience that you had working?
Well, the baddest experience I had, just at working on the railroad, me and Ella Brown, we was on our way to Concord to deliver some material, and we met a train and a blind curve, and the man had give us the light to go to Concord, and I guess he forgotten that he had gave us the light, and we met the train head on, and I had to join the bullet gang.
You had to do what?
Join the bullet gang. I mean get on at a meeting. At a spell of a moment, I had to hit the ground like that. Don't answer, I might have got killed or either hurt bad. But so happened that the train just bumped against the hood car. He got out and tied his brakes up. I don't understand, he was driving a locomotive train. There has come a time when the jobs wasn't upgraded, and they upgraded the jobs, and we were able to have enough seniority to get most any kind of job we wanted to.
Oh, okay. How much did you make when you first started working on the railroad?
I think it was 84 cents an hour, something like that.
When you're doing construction work, how much did you make then?
Well, when I was doing construction work, they paid, I think it was $3 something a day at that time. I left the construction job to go get the job that I gotten in the plant with the company that I retired from.
What company did you retire from?
I retired from U.S. Steel.
Oh, okay. So you quit working on the railroad then?
No. U.S. Steel is has a part of the railroad too. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it's railroad too.
So Charlie?
He worked for U.S. Steel, but he worked for some other gang, from other bridge gang before he come to U.S. Steel.
But it was on the railroad?
He's still on the railroad.
Oh, okay. All right.
Still on the railroad.
Okay. So, what would you like to say to children? I mean, we all need to, be responsible in some way in trying to help our children to grow up to be all that they can be. What would you say to them?
Well, what I tell them, I'm the father of 6 children, and I tell them all to try to get a good education. And the most important thing in my life, has been in my life, to try to treat people the way you were going to be treated. Now those are the things that I preach to my children. Those are the things that I try to mold and put that in their mind, that you in the working world, you are not no more than nobody else. You just only have a job. Those are things that I try to mold in my kids. And they give me the honest respect of that.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. That's how you can tell it's working.
Yeah.
What year did you get married? What year did you get married?
I got married in 1948, the 5th day of March. And married to that same woman, 45 years.
All right. What's her name? What's her name? What was her maiden name?
Her name was Hazel Copeland before she came to jail.
And you all have six children?
Six children.
What are their names?
Well, my oldest daughter's name Bernadine Jones. And my next daughter's name Uvella Gwynion. She's in Pennsylvania, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And my next daughter's name Rochelle. She's a school teacher. And the next one, my baby daughter, record in education department at UAB. She is a supervisor there. And my son, my oldest son, worked for cement company. Although he went to school and got a degree in offset and print. And my baby boy went 1 year at A&M.
And what did he study?
He just studied general education.
What's your full name?
My name is Elder Brown.